I'm Brady Carlson with New Hampshire Public Radio News. The New Hampshire Veterans Cemetery in Bosquin has a new monument, thanks to a 95-year-old man in Bristol who wanted to honor the elite unit he served with in World War II. This is the story of Harold Bub Sheffield and the Marine Raiders. Those who know Bub Sheffield say that when there's something he wants done, he makes it happen. Take last year, when he went to San Diego for a reunion of the Marine Raiders, the specialized unit with which he served during World War II. Sheffield had just two tickets, not nearly enough for his family and friends.
I got this woman on the phone, and I said, thank you for the tickets. I said, but can I get some extra? I said, I have some other friends that want to come. And she said, well, how many do you want? I said, well, 10 would do it. And she started to laugh. Oh, I got a few days later with 10 tickets in it.
This is how it's always been with Sheffield, who, by the way, only retired as a real estate developer about a decade ago in his mid-80s. Last fall, Sheffield turned his attention to the New Hampshire Veterans Cemetery in Boscawen.
Well, I had been down to the cemetery once or twice for various affairs, and while there was a nice Marine monument, there was nothing for the Raiders anyplace that I was aware of.
The story of the Marine Raiders is unlike any other in the war. They were forerunners of today's special operations units, such as the Navy SEALs. During World War II, they'd sneak behind Japanese lines in the South Pacific, launch quick strikes out of nowhere, and then disappear as quickly as they came. The 1943 film Gung Ho dramatized a famous Marine Raiders strike on Macon Island and the clandestine way Raiders carried out their missions.
200 tenderfoots from the 15,000 who started and were shoving off without convoy, without escort, alone. Not on a transport, a cruiser, or a destroyer. We pack ourselves into two submarines. This is a new one in the history of American warfare. But we're the Raiders, organized and trained to do the unexpected.
The Raiders carried little with them, not even helmets or even much food. Sometimes they stayed in the jungle for days. The U.S. Marine Raider Association and Foundation says 889 were killed in action before the military folded the four Raider battalions back into regular Marine combat divisions ahead of large-scale assaults. Sheffield, for his part, received many citations for his service in the Solomon Islands near Papua New Guinea, though he plays down his own part in the war.
So many of these fellows were heroes and stuff, and I wasn't one of them, but they were on both sides of me, and because of them, I'm still alive, I guess. And I was lucky. I just didn't get hit.
After the war, Sheffield moved to New Hampshire, went to college, started his career, raised a family, and began giving talks about the Marine Raiders so that younger generations would know about them. And then last fall, he came to veteran cemetery director Mike Horn to propose a monument to the Raiders.
He's a doer. He comes up with an idea and he doesn't expect somebody else to do it. He's willing to do it.
Horn says Sheffield kept pushing the project forward, raising funds, lining up a local company to create the black marble stone, and after it was installed last December, he wanted a formal dedication as quickly as possible.
And he kept reminding us that, though he's doing well, he's 95, and when are we going to have the monument dedication? So
that ceremony took place on Saturday. Dozens of veterans were on hand, along with youth groups, officials from the New Hampshire National Guard, Governor Maggie Hassan, U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte, and State Senator Jeanne Forrester. When Sheffield arrived, they all crowded around to shake his hand and take pictures. Sheffield said he was honored so many people had come to pay tribute to the heroes with whom he'd served, and admitted it was kind of fun being the center of attention for the day.
Oh, listen, when I get kissed by the senator and all that sort of thing, that's great. You can't beat that. Kelly and Jeannie and the governor and everybody, it's been a really, really remarkable thing for me. No, I just one of those things you want to do before you die, you know? And I did.
So
yeah.
What's your next project?
I try to live to be 96. That's what the next project is.
If history is any indication, Bub Sheffield will likely make a success of that project, too. For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.